Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the January 28th meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I am Raphael Mandelman. I serve as chair of this board. Our vice chair is Myrna Melgar. I want to thank Janie Lee from SFGov TV, as well as our clerk today, Amy Cy Young. And with that, Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Chan?
Present.
Chan present. Commissioner Chin?
Present.
Chin present. Commissioner Dorsey? Dorsey present. Commissioner Ingordial? Ingordial present. Commissioner Fielder? Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood present. Chair Mandelman?
Present.
Mandelman present. Vice Chair Melgar? Melgar present. Commissioner Sauter? Sauter present. Commissioner Sherrill? Sherrill present. Commissioner Walton?
Present.
Walton present. Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Will you please call? I believe you have a public comment announcement.
For members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall. Or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99 or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001 and when prompted, entering access code 26612537152. And then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3. To be added to the queue to speak, do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise you that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volumes of any electronic devices around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the legislative chamber, and then afterwards from the remote speaker's queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And before calling our next item, as chair, I want to invoke Rule 3.26 from our rules of order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. It's my intention to give each person who wants to speak 2 minutes to speak on a given item unless I indicate otherwise when we call that item or call for public comment on that item. Madam Clerk, could you please call our next item?
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
All right. Well, colleagues, it is a new year and it has certainly gotten off with a bang. I hope everyone had a relaxing break, those of you who were breaking, and I want to welcome 5 new members of the Transportation Authority Board, Commissioners Sherrill, Sauter, Mahmood, Fielder, and Chen. Welcome to this part of the job. I also want to, again, extend our best wishes and desire for partnership to Mayor Lurie and his new Policy Chief of Infrastructure, Climate, and Mobility, Alicia John-Baptiste, as she prepares to start her post next week. Alicia is an old friend, also an accomplished former city employee who's been ably leading SPUR for a number of years, and I think a lot of us are pretty excited to see what she may be able to do in her new position. There will certainly be a lot of challenges. In the coming year, we're going to continue many important conversations here at the Transportation Authority, including our efforts to address operating shortfalls at Muni, BART, and other systems, pressing forward on Vision Zero, and supporting our city's economic recovery. I want to take this opportunity to express our collective sympathy and support for everyone in Los Angeles and to convey our support for the rebuilding effort there as we seek funding for our infrastructure priorities and others throughout the state. On the topic of infrastructure funding, I want to congratulate several agencies for winning grants earlier this month. BART received a $25 million United States Department of Transportation RAISE grant for train control upgrades as part of its Transbay Core Capacity Program, and SFMTA received a $10 million RAISE grant for its Presidio Yard facility site planning, thanks to former Secretary Buttigieg and our federal delegation for supporting these important investments. We're also hoping that two grants to SF Environment S of Environment for electric vehicle charging will be secured. One was for $15 million for the Federal Highway Administration. Another was for $1.2 million from the Joint Office of Energy and Transportation on January 20th. President Trump issued an executive order titled Unleashing American Energy, which in part seeks to pause disbursement of funds for EV charging. SFE is awaiting direction from our federal partners on how to proceed in light of the executive order. We congratulate BART, SFMTA, and SF Environment on these grant awards and will continue to support all agencies in their implementation. Finally, I was pleased to join SFMTA, SF Public Works, former board member Dean Preston, and community leaders to celebrate completion of the Safer Taylor Street project earlier this month. The Transportation Authority contributed $2.5 million in sales tax funds for the project, which will improve traffic safety, access, and livability for this equity priority community and high traffic areas. Thanks go to the more than 1,000 Tenderloin community members who provided input on the project's design, which features widened sidewalks and curb extensions, a traffic lane reduction, streetscape enhancements, and upgraded loading zones. Together with Commissioner Mahmood, we will track the project's benefits and other similar transformative projects that are moving forward in District 5 and citywide. Lastly, in a few moments, I will be giving up this seat to one of you. I do just want to thank colleagues on prior boards for the opportunity to be Transportation Authority Chair these last 4 years and Vice Chair, I guess, the 2 years before that. And I especially want to thank Director Chang and your team for all the work that you do and all the things we've been able to do together. I mean, the sales tax renewal stands out to me, but we've done a lot of work these last 4 years, and you're all amazing. And it's been great to get to know your work a little bit more closely in this position. So thanks. And also, I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Calvin Ho in my office, who's been keeping me together to the extent I've been keeping it together in this role. So with that, we should take public comment. Please come forward if you have public comment.
No, masks are not recommended, I said. This is today. I will tell you more this afternoon, of course, because attention is not there on this kind of meeting. Because the intention behind this is based on destruction, nothing is valid. Do you understand? This is today. I'm going to launch officially this afternoon the revolution. It's going to be peaceful as possible. Remember, a revolution is always peaceful. It's the counter-revolution which is not. So, you have it coming.
Is there anyone else in the chamber who'd like to speak to us on this item? I don't see anybody. Let's see if we have any remote public comment on item two.
Good morning, Chair. There is public comment on this item.
Great. Let's hear it.
Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Thank you. I would just like to address the SFCTA and ask them to take harder looks at where we're spending our money. Because Muni is struggling, there seem to be a lot of funds expended on unnecessary, unwanted streetscape projects like the neck down on Kirkham. And these are pulling funds from Muni, which is what we really need the SFMTA to focus on. As the body that oversees their capital, any capital spending, you really need to enforce on the SFMTA that they should be focusing their funding on Muni. They have no higher priority. And I know that Vision Zero will be addressed later, but I think $750 million spent with no noticeable change or reduction in the numbers of street deaths tells us everything we need to know about investments in that program. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. There is no additional comment on this item.
All right, public comment on item 2 is closed. Madam Clerk, can you please call our next item?
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
All right. Our Executive Director, Tilly Chang, normally would give her Executive Director report at this point. However, in light of the annual report, that is item 6, Director Chang has offered to forego presenting her report now, although it is posted on the website, and Director Chang is available to answer any questions. I don't see any, so we should open this item to public comment. If anyone wants to talk to us about item 3, okay. Looks like we don't have anybody in the chamber who wants to talk about item 3. Let's see if we have anyone who wants, anyone remote who wants to talk about item 3. Do we have any remote folks?
I'm going to do it, sorry. The sure. Executive means the government, right? The government is fake. The government is your enemy. So this is why I'm launching the revolution. This is over. If you want to survive what's coming, you're going to be on my side. I'll say more this afternoon.
Do we have our remote public comment? Do we have our operator?
There is no remote public comment for item number 3.
All right. Public comment on item 3 is closed. Madam Clerk, please call our next item.
Item 4, approve the minutes of the December 17th, 2024 meeting. This is an action item.
All right. I do not see comments or questions from colleagues. We should open this item to public comment. Is there anyone who would like to talk to us about our minutes under item 4? I don't see anyone in the chamber coming for. Oh, I do.
So nobody has anything to say here but me? On the 17th, yeah, it was the last day of Peskin. I told him, yeah, 17. He's born on the 17th. He told me, bonne nuit, you know, like with humor. I told him, yeah, 17, it's you here. Your last day. Bonne nuit, it was the 17th of December. Right? He's born on the 17th of June. We don't care anymore, right? Okay, step by step.
Let's see if we have any remote public comment on item 4.
Chair, there is no remote public comment for this item.
All right, public comment on item 4 is closed. Is there a motion to approve the December 17th, 2024 minutes? Moved by Walton. Is there a second? Seconded by Melgar. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll on this item?
Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio?
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood?
Aye.
Mahmood, aye. Chair Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Commissioner Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill? Cheryl, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 11 ayes. The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call our next item.
Item 5, election of chair and vice chair for 2025. This is an action item.
All right. So as I indicated earlier, I am not doing this job anymore, although very grateful to have had the opportunity to do that. So I will not be nominating myself or accepting a nomination. I would like to open nominations for the office of chair, and I would like to nominate our current vice chair, Myrna Melgar, to step up into the role of chair. She has been a fantastic partner over these last years in working on transportation issues, and looking in these next couple of years, which are going to be pretty critical. Year, I guess. Do we do these annual? This is an annual party. So over the next year, we're going to need to do important work to deal with fiscal cliff and impacts of changes in the national administration and all sorts of things. So I am, as I said, nominating Commissioner or Vice Chair Melgar. Is there a second? Seconded by Cheryl and Vice Chair Melgar.
I'm sorry, Chair. Are we doing both at the same time?
Nope.
Okay.
Great. Let's open this item. Let's open this vote to or this nomination to public comment. Does that sound right? Yes. Okay.
Good luck for the who's going to be elected, huh? Because your responsibility is going to be tough with me. Do you understand what's going on here? You are under attack, you stupid. So if you want to survive, I say again, you're going to stand by my side. And understand exactly the situation. If you want to be alive in 6 months,
Let's see if there's any remote public comment on the nomination of Myrna Melgar as chair.
Yes, there is remote public comment for this item going to the first caller.
Great.
Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Thank you. So I would like to oppose Myrna Melgar as the chair of this board, because anyone who thinks that spending $100,000 on a study facing the fiscal cliff that the SFMTA is facing, to spend $100,000 on a study of a gondola to go from Laguna Honda to Forest Hill Station, really should not be in charge of a budget that is going to require the kind of work that this upcoming fiscal cliff is going to cause. We need to pause any spending that isn't, that's non-Muni related, direct to Muni. And Melgar has proven that that is not a skill that she possesses. So I would strenuously oppose Melgar as chair of this board. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Going on to the second caller. Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Good morning, everyone. I am also calling to oppose the nomination of Myrna Melgar as the head of this body. I echo a lot of the prior commenters' comments. This city, from a transportation perspective, is facing a massive fiscal cliff. You need someone in this role that has some finance background and experience, and that is not Supervisor Melgar. If there's one person who's demonstrated their lack of regard for the community, I refer to the West Portal situation right now, total lack of regard for the community and willingness to just throw good money after bad on projects, it's Supervisor Melgar. So with that, I would say she has absolutely not qualified to be sitting at the head of this board. And I think that's something that in 2025, taking a nod from our fantastic new mayor, that we should actually be putting people in positions who have the actual qualifications required for those positions. This isn't just horse trading anymore, and this person's my friend, so we're going to put them in this position, or just because I like them. Myrna's a lovely person, I'm sure. And I'm sure you're all friends. However, that does not qualify her to run this entity. So I do think we all need to step back and start looking at actual qualifications for the jobs you are filling, because the fun times and just insider horse trading has done us a huge disservice if you look around the city today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. There is no additional comment.
All right. Public comment on the nominations for chair are now closed. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll on the nomination of Myrna Melgar for chair?
On the motion in favor of electing Commissioner Melgar for chair, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardial?
Aye.
Ingardial, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood?
Aye.
Mahmood, aye. Chair Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Melgar? Melgar, aye. Commissioner Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 11 ayes. The motion to elect Commissioner Melgar as chair is approved.
Congratulations, Chair Melgar.
We're just going to do some technical switching around. You let me know when. Okay, thank you, colleagues. Very exciting. Nominations are now in order for the office of vice chair. And I will take the moment to thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this and to nominate someone who has expressed lots of interest in transportation and understands how crucial access to accessible and affordable public transportation is to climate justice, to equity, and to the economic vitality of not just San Francisco, but the region. And that is our new colleague, Danny Sauter. Do I have a second? Okay. Supervisor Mandelman has seconded. Do you accept the nomination, Commissioner Sauter?
I accept the nomination, and I thank you.
Okay, we now have to take public comment on this nomination.
This is beautiful. So you have the chair of vice now as well. Wasn't you, Myrna, who fell from your bike recently? Going, I mean, honestly, had you been drinking? You said once, a few months ago, that you fell from your bike. How? And you are now responsible for the transportation. Seriously. Okay, anyway, it's like, I digress, I know, but. What a coincidence, it's you. Oh. Hello, Mayor. Be careful, huh? Your ancestors are not going to save you. Huh? Certainly not.
Okay, it looks like that's it for public comment in the chamber. Let's go to remote public comment, please.
Chair, checking for remote public comment on this item. There is no public comment.
Okay, with that, public comment on this item is now closed. Let's take a vote.
On the motion in favor of electing Commissioner Sauter for Vice Chair. Apologies for that. Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio?
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood?
Aye.
Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Commissioner Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton? Walton,
aye.
There are 11 ayes. The motion to elect Commissioner Sauter as Vice Chair is approved.
Congratulations. Okay, Madam Clerk, let's go on to item number 6, please.
Item 6, seeking final approval on its first appearance, adopt the 2024 annual report. This is an action item.
Welcome, Executive Director Chin.
Thank you. Congratulations, and thank you so much for leading the Transportation Authority, Chair Melgar and Vice Chair Sauter, to the whole board. It's so lovely to meet you all, and we're very excited to work with you this year and your staffs, and a special and warm and sincere and heartfelt thank you to our former chair now, Chair Mandelman and his staff, Calvin Ho, and I think Jacob Bintliff before him and others for the last 4 years of leadership of this agency. We are so privileged to have had that, especially during the time of coming out of the pandemic and, of course, leading our Prop L reauthorization. So thank you very much. Now I look forward to presenting our 2024 annual report with credit and thanks to our Chief Deputy Maria Lombardo, who helped put this together, and Stephen Chun, our Communications Director, and his team. For the newer members of the board, I just wanted to provide a little bit more background as I go through the presentation. And these are our statutory and non-statutory roles here at the Transportation Authority. From a policy standpoint, we are your staff. And in that capacity, we work as a congestion management agency, doing planning and policy, system-wide performance, regional transportation. From a funding standpoint, these are all the voter-approved measures and other funding that we administer on your behalf. As a lead agency, we construct infrastructure projects primarily on Yerba Buena Island at the moment, but really citywide, and that's led by Carl Holmes, our deputy for Capital and Treasure Island. Mobility Management Agency is our program management role. We're a separate legal entity in that capacity, but same staff and same governing body. This annual report will cover all of our activities, which we break down very simply into plan, fund, deliver, repeat, with a lot of transparency and accountability. The planning activities that you're seeing here are some of the highlights of last year, big year at the regional level with Plan Bay Area and MTC and ABAG coming together to do an update of the regional plan with a focus on transforming and stabilizing transit, understanding that to go to the voters and to demonstrate that we can do this as a region requires more seamlessness, and more collaboration across all the operators. The shortfall particularly keen for Muni and BART, but also affecting other agencies and systems, was also a focus of a select committee. You'll hear us talking about that throughout the year. And then AV legislation was also a big year last year, with bills carried by Assembly members Ting and Haney reaching the governor's desk. One of which passed Ting and the other of which did not, was vetoed. Some planning studies here that you're seeing at the local level, District 1 and District 11, the northbound Geneva ramp, Bayview shuttle launch, we were very pleased to join that, as well as advanced
advance some of our tools at the Transportation Authority. Going forward to 2025, we're going to continue on many of these and additionally pick up the effort on some of our ongoing planning studies, including Brotherhood Way, an eco-friendly delivery study for downtown, and other travel studies to describe the transportation patterns and trends that we're seeing, particularly downtown. But also a focus on the west side. So Rachel Hyatt, our deputy for planning, leads planning citywide with a focus again this coming year on the West Side Network, looking at the entirety of the system, including regional travel into northern San Mateo, and that will support our countywide transportation plan update known as SFTP or San Francisco Transportation Plan 2050 Plus. This is a snapshot of our neighborhood program led as part of our sales tax program by Anna LaForte and her team. What you're seeing on the left are the planning studies and then the right capital studies and projects, rather, that are underway with you or your predecessor's funding that we provide to each district supervisor and in your capacity as commissioner. So the ones that are asterisked are either plans or projects that were completed last year and the others are ongoing. And we look forward to working with you all to oversee this crop and then create perhaps even new initiatives in your tenure. Turning to funding, this is a picture of the last 15 years or so of sales tax revenues. We generate about $108 million a year. It used to be up to like $115. It definitely took a dip post-COVID, but you're seeing the gradual recovery of our revenues. We manage that and steward that very carefully, make sure that we leverage a lot of other money and also make sure that we're following the voter-approved expenditure plan. Here's a picture of the vote from November 22, which was a very strong citywide endorsement of the reauthorization, the continuation of the half percent sales tax that we collect, known as Proposition L. It passed by 71.9%, and as you can see, it funds projects large and small throughout the city. And again, we're proud that this past year, Anna and her team were able to complete the second dozen of two dozen five-year programs in every category. The program is 90% capital, so you're gonna see streets and roads and transit facilities and vehicles and the like, but also 10% of the funding does go to paratransit service. What you're going to see in the next few slides is what we've been able to leverage with our local funds. As former chair Mandelman just mentioned, there were quite a few major grants that were received last year. We did receive a very exciting $3.4 billion commitment to the portal, which is the downtown rail extension for Caltrain and high-speed rail. I know Vice Chair Melgar also is very much tracking this and understands its importance as a regional investment. Many people think of it as a local project, and it certainly is that, but that we've been supporting for many, many years. However, it is a regional project that leverages the transit center itself as well as electrified Caltrain. Speaking of which, electrified Caltrain did break ground last year. I'll come back to that. But you're seeing here a whole set of projects, large and small, across the city that did receive grants and that we were very proud to help secure, from the very largest to smaller ones, such as the Visitation Valley bicycle and pedestrian projects in the southeast sector of the city. The funding priorities going forward continue to be the large projects such as Muni's train control upgrade and Muni vehicle and subway renewal programs. The seawall and BART continues to work on its core capacity and fare gates. We've got some roadway projects here as well, continuing, of course, the large program on Yerba Buena Island and with a multi-use path. You know, Commissioner Dorsey, as also chair of our TIMA organization, has led so many of the events to celebrate various groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings there, but we're going to keep that work going, hopefully for more benefit to the region. Here is a view of some of the hearings and policy discussions that we had at the Transportation Authority last year, the fiscal cliff, next generation Bay Area freeway study refers to MTC's regional study on managing freeways with managed lanes and pricing. AV, we had a hearing last November, which was a second in a year in a row that we updated the public on what's happening on the ground with autonomous vehicles, as well as at the policy level, state and federal level. And SFMTA did a hearing as well, several last year, at our board's request on Vision Zero. Here are some very fun and happy pictures of so many celebrations. We couldn't squeeze them all on the page, so you'll see more. But the Caltrain electrification was the big one. It was a $2.4 billion achievement by Caltrain. And we're seeing so much rider excitement and response with these quieter, faster, cleaner trains. Hillcrest Road on Yerba Buena Island, we were very happy to break ground. The El Terro Val, congratulations as well to Commissioner Engardio and everyone in the community that supported that, and all the agencies, Bayview Shuttle, as I mentioned earlier, and the Third Street Quick Build. There was also a Folsom Streetscape groundbreaking last year. So you're seeing, again, a whole number of projects that either we funded through planning, design, or construction, or that we're doing oversight on. And by that, I mean that we've funded other agencies to deliver these projects, and we're keeping an eye, partnering with them to help keep them moving forward and reporting to the public on their progress. Projects that we lead, that we contract for, are shown here, and that is primarily on Yerba Buena Island, where, of course, we're supporting TIDA and the city to deliver 8,000 units of housing, 27% of which are affordable. You're seeing all that vertical construction and occupancy of all these housing units on the islands, both Yerba Buena and Treasure Island. So we're doing the Westside Bridges Ramp retrofit project that is underway now, $130 million, and Hillcrest Road is also under construction. These are at the top of Yerba Buena Island and connecting to the Bay Bridge, heading down to the flats on Treasure Island, and then again the multi-use path. We're so excited because that is in the running for very hard to compete for and very competitive state grants, and it has the endorsement of the Caltrans as well as MTC. This slide talks about delivering for Muni, and we've had a long time collaboration to ensure that they get the funds they need from us to match their formula funding that they get directly through MTC from the federal government for all their replacement vehicles of light rail, buses, hybrids, a lot of electric, fully electric buses as well, and paratransit vehicles are on the way. And of course, we're also funding facilities for all of these, including the Potrero Yard retrofit replacement yard and housing project and Presidio to follow that. Turning to the street side, Vision Zero means many, much needed focus on the high injury network. So you'll see our Proposition L sales tax as well as TNC tax, which is our Proposition D, and later I'll talk about AA vehicle registration fee money. Many of those are focused on bicycle and pedestrian improvements, traffic calming, quick builds. I'm not gonna go over all of these, but you're gonna see them over and over, as well as we're supporting the speed safety camera rollout, which was a major policy and legislative initiative a couple years ago that is finally starting to initiate this year. On the street reconstruction and paving side, I hope you're seeing and feeling the benefits of repaving in your districts and citywide. There was, of course, with the Terrell Rerail, the street repaving, and the Richmond had 18 blocks with the Richmond Residential street repaving. As you'll see in here, they really are sprinkled throughout the city. The Sunset, I think, Boulevard is happening as we speak, and then going forward this coming year, there will be 19th Avenue, which is a state project by Caltrans, since that is Highway 1. Curb ramps, really important and very popular improvement that we see the need for citywide, for accessible access to the curb. Signs and signals, very exciting to see more of these rolling out. There's a dedicated subpot in Proposition L for signals. There's just never enough money. However, we were pleased to support some Alemany signals, very important at Teresa and Rousseau, the community having longtime advocacy for that. And also on Geary 38th, we saw an event there as well. But traffic calming and schools, schools engineering in particular, very important, very popular with the public. Moving to our Prop Double A vehicle registration fee. This is the $10 per vehicle per year registration that we collect. It's $5 million or so. Not a very large pot, but it goes to important uses, pedestrian safety, transit reliability, and repaving. And so you're seeing here some focus on the paving part in 2024 at Japantown and along 8th, Clay, and Leavenworth, as well as some other ones I've mentioned already that we provided for the other projects there. Moving to Proposition D, which is the 3.25% fee on ride-hail trips originating in San Francisco. We administer half of that funding, about $8 million for street safety projects, and Muni receives the other half for Muni service. And this past year, we allocated $7.7 million to more quick build projects on the high injury network, as well as application-based traffic calming projects that SFMTA administers that citywide. And then the Transportation Fund for Clean Air. This is your $4 per vehicle registration fee that comes to us under the auspices of the Air District and CARB for projects that help with emissions reduction. And you see the focus there on bicycle parking, emergency ride home, and paratransit electrification of the shuttles, among other uses. Finally, on transparency and accountability, we continue to ensure that we are doing outstanding reporting on the funds that we administer and steward. That includes receiving clean audits on our main audit, as well as compliance audits for the West Side Bridges and other federal funds that we administer. Thank you to Cynthia Fong and her team, our deputy for finance and administration, and everybody who helps to ensure that we have excellence in reporting, and we're proud of some of the awards that we receive for that year after year, as well as our AAA sales tax revenue bond rating from Fitch that we've always maintained. That's the highest rating that is possible for government sales tax revenue bonds like ours. And then we also appreciate the board's support for securing a new revolving loan agreement last year. Now, finally, in terms of our agency update at the staff level, this is a photo of us gathering at the Southeast Community Facility last year, which was a wonderful place to have our offsite. And we talked about our goals, and we talked about our working together as a team, as well with our partners, about how to particularly ensure that we're making the TA a workplace excellence. Working on our workplace excellence initiatives and ensuring a great environment for our staff. We also are proud that we hosted some events in the community, but certainly DBE programs for contracting opportunities and partnering, but also with the Women in Transportation Seminar, Girls in Motion Summit. You're seeing some of these things listed here. Finally, I'll note that this was our 35th anniversary, the last election in November of 2024. That was our 35th birthday. The voters created the Transportation Authority in November of 1989. So we were very proud and happy to celebrate together with everyone that special milestone. And of course, we extend our thanks again to you and your staff, to all of our partners that you're seeing here. We have an amazing community advisory committee representing each one of your districts that gives us feedback monthly on everything that comes before you. And next month, you'll be hearing a report from Kat Siegel, our chair, who will report out each month on their meeting. Thank you again. We appreciate you and look forward to working with each of you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Director. Excellent report. Any questions or comments, colleagues? Okay, with that, let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
So you were not only under arrest, now you are fired by the skies. You just put your soul in extreme jeopardy. You don't understand when I say you're under arrest. Your soul is under arrest. If you don't rectify what you are doing, you'll never be back. You finish your existence unhappy, ugly. You participate to kill people. Therefore, your soul is gone. So you can't be back, ever. There is no zero, I said. Vision zero, zero vision, yes. Zero doesn't exist. It's just a point. that keeps evolving. So the stupidity, the level of stupidity or unintelligence, sorry, is extreme. Transportation. We don't want autonomous vehicle. The future is about vehicles that runs on water. Do you understand here? No electricity. Oh, for some stuff, maybe. We have the engineers here to build engines that work on water. Transportation will be free. People won't be trapped in the cities ever.
Okay, it looks like that's it for in-chamber public comment. Let's go to remote public comment, please, Madam Clerk.
Okay, going to the caller. Hi, caller, your 2 minutes begins now.
Good morning, everyone. This is Marie Harabia calling. I wanted to start by saying that, you know, the general public doesn't really understand the difference between SFMTA and SFCTA. So, you know, I just think that in an abundance of caution, I want to share my views, which may encompass sort of all the work being done that's making it more difficult to live in San Francisco, whether it's by CTA or MTA. There's some coordination or relationship there. I would say the best thing to support the economic recovery, which I know was mentioned in former Chair Mandelman's opening comments, is to stop making it difficult for people to live here, to visit here, to shop here. Congestion pricing is a great way to kill downtown recovery. In this presentation that we just saw, there was some great stuff, and it sounds like this the staff is doing some great work on some projects, but there is a sort of a big miss in that we are facing a massive fiscal cliff. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. I have not heard a single person at an SFMTA or this board meeting talk about cutting costs, which is what everyone on this board should be focused on, what everyone on the staff should be focused on. How do we cut costs? Because it sounds to me like what you're trying to do is just kill the golden goose. It's this constant war on mobility, and yet we just heard that $5 million is raised by a $10 tax on cars. Well, that means there are 500,000 cars in San Francisco, and if you want to end car use, you will end that revenue stream. If you want to end car use,
thank you for your comment, caller.
There is no additional public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Let's take action on this item. It's an action item. yes, I have a motion from Commissioner Mandelman. Is there a second? Commissioner Walton seconds. Thank you. Yes.
On the motion to approve, item six, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin.
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio.
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar.
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 11 ayes. We have final approval.
Thank you so much, and thank you to the staff for this really well-prepared report. Thank you. Let's go on to item number seven, please.
Item seven, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
It looks like there are no new items being introduced by my colleagues. Let's take public comment on this item. Oh, we don't need to take public comment if no items are introduced, right? Okay, so
we don't care what they say.
We do not take public comment if there are no items introduced. Okay. Thank you. Public comment is not appropriate. Madam Clerk, let's go on to number eight.
Item 8, public comment.
Yes, figure of 8. Perfect. Okay, so you'll be fine, but I know you will, because as I know, I see in your eyes. You're in trouble still, but the 5 newcomers, don't worry, it's going to be fine. If you follow what I say. The revolution is going to be called the Buck Revolution. Yes. It's not about money. It's about an animal. I'll say that this afternoon. If you know Jack London, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. New item? No. Resolution? Yes, of course. Okay. So nothing is valid here because this is based on destruction. You have no government. The government wants to get rid of you. Are we clear? I think we are. I'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you. It looks like that's it for public comment in the chamber. Let's go to remote public comment on this item, please.
Okay, Chair, going to the first commenter. Hello, your 2 minutes begins now.
Thank you so much. I would just like to comment again. There was some wonderful stuff in the presentation that was just made, but there's a few things that stand out, one that I mentioned earlier. Blowing $100,000 on a study for a gondola to go from Laguna Honda to Forest Hill Station is a ridiculous use of funds facing a fiscal cliff. As is, continually trying to reduce cars when well over half of the city relies on them, and 500,000 car registrations actually means way more people using that than 500,000, right? Most of them aren't just driving the car by themselves. They have a family, they're caregiving, they need to get around, and they can't do it via public transportation or bike. So the continued efforts that keep eroding your funding, either from taking out metered parking places or suggesting things or doing things that try to reduce car use, when clearly what this board should be focusing on is how to get all forms of transportation around in this city without damaging economic recovery, is just questionable. And then it's lovely that you had this nice off-site gathering, but again, something that probably you shouldn't be doing when facing the fiscal cliff that you're facing. So I guarantee that there are bond issues to come before voters soon. Or I've also seen some of the recommendations of the Muni Funding Working Group, which will further exacerbate and hinder the conditions that are causing our economic recovery to stall. So stop doing things that make it harder for people to get in and around and park in San Francisco. It's pretty simple. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Moving on to the next caller. Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Thank you so much. Hi again, everybody. It's Marie Jarabio calling. And I want to start off by saying I have the privilege of serving as the executive director of Connected SF, which is an organization in San Francisco that brings together neighborhood groups. We have an active membership of over 20,000 people. We can reach around 100,000 people if we need to, but I have never been contacted by any city agency for outreach of any kind. And I think we have probably the largest, quickest, easiest to reach group, other than the Bike Coalition, of course. But if you're really trying to do real outreach, meaningful outreach, I would appreciate if someone on the staff would ping me and reach out to me. You can find me on X and we can DM and go from there, or someone on this body can connect us. The other comment I wanted to make as part of public comment is you're facing a fiscal cliff. Just knock it off with all the other garbage. It's time to get serious. It's time to focus on cutting costs. And
frankly, Vision Zero has been a complete and utter disaster. There has been no improved trend line since it was implemented in 2014 at all. We're showing about the same number. It goes up and down a little bit, but we're showing about the same number of deaths, if not more. 2022 was a particularly bad year. I think 2024 was a particularly bad year. The reason Vision Zero doesn't work is because it's not actually focused on safety. If this body was actually focused on safety, you wouldn't have closed down the Great Highway. And yes, I know that was voted on, but it was all the...
Caller.
There is no additional public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go on to the next item, please.
Item 9, adjournment.
Okay, we are adjourned.